Hey there, beautiful brain. Welcome back to Dopamine Hacker, your daily dose of truth serum for the soul. I'm Sienna Cruz, your friendly neighborhood brain whisperer, here to help you outsmart the scroll and reclaim your mind one juicy episode at a time. Today we're diving into something super important, something that touches all of us at some point in our lives. Grief and loss. Ever felt like your heart just shattered into a million pieces? You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball, a punch to the gut that leaves you reeling? Yeah, grief is real, it's messy, and it's a part of being human. But here's the thing, there are ways to navigate this tough terrain in a healthy way, ways to honor your pain while still finding your footing and eventually moving forward. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let me tell you, I'm not some grief guru who has all the answers. Trust me, I've been there myself, walked that path of heartbreak and confusion. But through it all, I learned some valuable lessons, some coping mechanisms that actually worked for me. And I want to share those with you because, honestly, we don't have to go through this alone. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate grief and loss in a healthier way. First up, give yourself permission to feel. Don't try to bottle it up, pretend everything is okay. That just creates more pressure and pain in the long run. Let those tears flow, scream into your pillow if you need to. Journal your thoughts and feelings, whatever feels authentic and helps you release that pent-up emotion. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to grieve. It's a deeply personal journey. Number 2. Be kind to yourself. This is not the time for self-criticism or beating yourself up. You're going through an incredibly tough experience, so treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Take breaks when you need them, eat nourishing food, get enough sleep, prioritize self-care because it's essential to healing. Third, connect with others. Remember that saying, misery loves company? Well, sometimes having people who understand what you're going through can be incredibly comforting. Lean on your loved ones, talk to a therapist, join a support group, don't isolate yourself during this time. Sharing your feelings and experiences can lighten the load and remind you that you're not alone in this journey. Next up, find healthy outlets for your grief. This could be anything from painting, writing poetry, dancing, or even taking long walks in nature. Channel those emotions into something creative and constructive. It's a powerful way to process your pain and find a sense of peace. And lastly, remember that healing takes time. There's no magical formula or timeline for grief. Be patient with yourself, allow yourself to feel the full spectrum of emotions, sadness, anger, guilt, even joy when it comes. It's all part of the process. Let me tell you a story about my friend Maria. She lost her beloved dog, Max, a few months ago. Max was like family to her, always by her side, his furry tail wagging at her every move. When Max passed away, Maria was devastated. She felt lost, empty, and utterly heartbroken. For weeks, she barely left her apartment, consumed by sadness. But then, something shifted. Maria realized that keeping Max's memory alive could help her heal. She started a blog dedicated to his memory, sharing stories about their adventures together and the joy he brought into her life. She even started volunteering at an animal shelter, helping other dogs find loving homes. This journey wasn't easy for Maria, but slowly she began to find peace. She learned that honoring Max's memory meant keeping his spirit alive in everything she did. So remember, beautiful brains, grief is a tough road, but it doesn't have to define you. Give yourself permission to feel, be kind to yourself, connect with others, find healthy outlets, and most importantly, remember that healing takes time. You're strong, you're resilient, and you will get through this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for navigating grief and loss? Share your stories, your insights, and your support in the comments below. Let's create a community where we can share our experiences, learn from each other, and ultimately find solace and strength in knowing that we're not alone. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine pathways and remember, you are powerful beyond measure.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.